I was an election official for over 30 years, and while I'm continue to be frustrated by the turnout of people participating in the process, we can't lose our confidence in the effectiveness of the elected representative in our system. Like I said tonight, when we have four people making a decision on someone who will decide millions of dollars in expenditures or policies and protocols, it's better to hear that voice of the people to represent them as opposed to having four people. And so, like I said tonight, my two options that seem more available right now are to leave this seat vacant, which I think kind of does hurt our council, or to have a special election. And I think we're going to proceed with the request from our state legislatures to get an amendment to our charter that would allow us to have a special election as a choice, one of the options for filling this vacancy. And I would hope that that would be. And I just want to, just encourage people. You will have, whoever gets elected to fill that seat will have huge shoes to fill. But let me tell you, public service, and particularly serving on this council, is a great. You get so much out of it, and it's a great opportunity for us to give back to our community. And so, I encourage folks to participate in the process, make yourself available to public service, and then if you're not willing to run, you ought to at least be willing to vote for who's going to represent you in our city council. And I look forward to seeing how this all fleshes out.